Hello everyone, this is Fire Redhead here, trying out my new speaker system. Many of you have probably read my stories such as Tin Man or A Pet Squishy, but this is probably the first time you have ever heard me actually talking. To start off, I would like to do a critique. I've never done a critique before, so I'd like to give this a shot. I would like to critique the Transformers Prime series, more specifically the Darkness Rising premiere, because the series has gotten off to about 23 episodes so far. And I would like to at least go over the great points of this story, and also some of the things I feel are a little bit off. First of all, I must say this is my favorite of the Transformers series. I have never had one so good. The first Transformers I was ever introduced to was in 2007 with the Michael Bay movie, which was how I got into it. However, Michael Bay has subsequently disappointed me. So I had to turn to other means to satisfy this lust I have for these Transformer characters. And I started off with G1 because might as well start at the beginning. And though the characters are pretty flat, it is an 80s cartoon and it does have a certain charm for me being a child of the 80s, but I never got to watch it when I was a kid. But it got me into the series and kind of got me a good idea of what the characters are supposed to have as personalities, not what Michael Bay has given them. And then, subsequently, I moved on to other series. I did not get into Beast Wars. I was not very happy with that, so I decided to skip that one. I watched a few episodes, and there's a few pluses to it, but it just was not to my taste. Then Transformers Animated came along, and I loved Animated. The style was a little different, but it was fun because the characters had tons of personality, and you really could like them, hate them. You could just really get into the cartoon. It had a great story. Although I must say that the animation style for the humans in particular was a little poor, but the robots did have great designs. They were very sleek and they're much easier to draw as compared to their G1 counterparts. So when Animated ended, I was heartbroken, to say the least, but suddenly, I was introduced to Transformers Prime, which is like a crossing of the movieverse with its slick 3D animation and little spikier designs, and then a little bit of Animated with their personalities. So it was the perfect mix for me. Some of the good stuff that I found with this series. If you have not seen the Darkness Rising premiere, which is the 5-parter, I would highly recommend watching that. It is very good. I mean, I love that it is the kicker for this whole entire series. Okay, so to go over the good stuff, the animation, then the action, and the scenes. Usually I'm very hesitant about 3D animation, but as technology has improved, it has gotten so good. And Transformers Prime is a prime, mind the pun, example of this animation jump. The movement is very fast, but it is very clear, unlike the movies where it's fast and it's cluttered and you can't really tell which end is up and which robot is fighting. This one, you can definitely tell what's going on, and they even have a few slow-mos so that you can get the full effect of a bumblebee punch to a Decepticon's face. But it is very good. The face animation is a little bit slow, especially when I look at Starscream. He has a very mechanical look, though he is a robot, but as the series progresses, it gets a lot better. The action is very smooth. It's very intense. I love that they don't have any holds barred between the Autobots and the Decepticons. They go all out. They're shooting, they're flipping, they're screaming, they're punching each other. It's great. The scenes are very open, and they are very clear. They're not cluttered in any way. So like the overpass, you can definitely tell what's going on. They go up above it so you can see the chase scene going on between RC and the Decepticons. And then they're under the bridge and there's a lot of space to fight and you can go under the cars as they're jumping over. It's just a very well laid out scene. And we do jump into the sky, we jump into space, base. We jump over to the military base, and it's very, very cleanly done. And it's not basic. It just has enough detail, but not too much. The second thing I have to go over with this series, which is probably its forte, is the voice acting. The voice acting in Transformers Animated was top-notch. I'm not going to lie. It was really good. But some of the voices were more geared for children, and I am an adult, and I appreciate a little bit of fun, but I do appreciate a little bit of seriousness with it. Now, I must say, I am an avid Starscream fan. I was never a fan of his G1 voice. It drove me nuts, but you had to love his personality. It made him a little bit more pitiable because he had that screechy, oh my god, can you shut up voice. And then Animated came along, and Animated, poor Starscream, has the voice of an evil SpongeBob, but it fit because it had the little bit of screech of the G1, but it didn't annoy the crap out of me. It had a deep little rasp or a growl that was very, very attractive to listen to. Transformers Prime Starscream has the sexiest voice of any Starscream that has ever lived. I am writing that down. Steve Blum is the voice actor for Starscream, and he does the best job I have ever heard on a Transformers series. It is this low, sneaky, growling hiss of a voice, and it is so scary to listen to, and it's so slick. You just know he's plotting something when no matter what he says. He could say, "Marshmallow," and it just would scare the crap out of you. And yet, he can make the voice go to that high panic mode that Starscream can get, and yet still remain that ever-present schemer that we all know that he is. So kudos, Steve Blum, you have done a superb job. Now we move on to Frank Welker and Peter Cullen, two returning actors. Frank Welker as Megatron from G1, and Peter Cullen also from G1. And I don't think it could have been done any better. I did appreciate Megatron's voice a lot in G1. I mean, it did have kind of an old man, kind of a rasp, sounds like he's about ready to die type of thing. But I think Frank Welker has developed it. It's not as raspy, it's not as corny sounding as in the G1. It's very much more menacing, and it is very much more serious. Now, it's not like the Transformers Animated, whom is my favorite Megatron of all time. He still hasn't beat him yet, but the series is still young, so he might impress me yet again. And you cannot have a Transformers series without Peter Cullen. I've just had to say it. Peter Cullen is the voice of Optimus Prime, and he is the god of Optimus Prime voices. There have never been any other voice actors who can do it better than Peter Cullen. So it's awesome to see them both going back at it, just like in G1, but with a much better story. A couple of other voices I was particularly glad to hear was Bulkhead's new voice, voiced by Kevin Michael Richardson, which is an improvement over the Transformers Animated. Transformers Animated chose the voice of Patrick from SpongeBob, go figure, to be Bulkhead. And while it was a kind of a fun, lovable character, it made him seem a little stupid. And I don't always agree with having a big, strong character being the dumb as a brick, mentally shallow as a puddle. And I always get frustrated when they do that to the big guys. I mean, why can't a big guy have a little bit of eloquence to him? Why can't he have a little bit of intelligence to him? Just because they're big doesn't mean they're stupid. And Kevin Michael Richardson gives Bulkhead that deep voice, but it's a very friendly, warm voice. And it doesn't sound stupid. I mean, it doesn't sound like his intelligence is low. It's very pleasant to listen to. And also, the last one I was particularly impressed with was the new voice of Ratchet. Now, Ratchet has not been a favorite character of mine, I'll say that. He's never been stuck out as a very good character to me. He was always just kind of a in the back, I'll repair you if you get broken type of person. And animated brought out that grumpier side that the fan fiction seems to bring out. Many people always think he's throwing wrenches and everything, but I never saw that in G1. But in this series, it is coming through. It's coming through with his cantankerous old fart type of thing. Not as old fart as Ironhide or Cup, say, but it has this quality to it. It sounds eloquent, like he's very, very educated, but he's almost a snob in what he says. And that's what's really fun, but he also sounds like he's an old fart going, "Oh, you young kids don't know what the heck you're talking about." So it's kind of a funny, great voice to listen to. So great job, Jeffrey Combs.